Case one, Matilda. No. Okay, theme music. Okay, hello and welcome back to M&H Know Everything. This season we know everything about Greek mythology, and today we're going to be talking about
Titans.
For those who are wondering, why are you speaking? Weren't you turned to stone in the last episode? Well, guess what? It's actually Hayes' little brother with a Medusa mask on, and we got caught up in the moment.
And we kind of froze by ourselves.
But then we realized it was just my little brother playing a trick on us. He also threw grey paint all over us, so it looks like we were turning slow.
How did he know all that stuff about Medusa?
Yeah, he wasn't even listening.
Anyhow,
who were the Titans?
There were immortal beings that came before the gods and after Gaia and Uranus and Chaos. So they're basically the children of the first things in existence.
So today
we're going to explain how it all began.
Starting with how the Titans were born.
Well, there was this giant black void, and it was like the universe that had absolutely nothing in it.
It was called Chaos.
And it wasn't very chaotic. It was more like nothingness. Like, it was like chaos, but I mean, like, chaos is more like nothingness because it was just like, there wasn't any chaos. It was just like a black void.
Floating around.
Eventually, I guess he got bored. So
it was like being the only thing in existence.
So he made this giant ball, and he named it Gaia.
Gaia is Mother Earth, basically. So she liked to walk along the Earth, which is basically walking along herself. So she could split her essence into two things, like a normal human and the Earth, so that she didn't just fall into chaos when she walked across the Earth. That would be weird, but it's still kind of weird that she's walking on herself.
Gaia was all alone, and she wanted someone to be with, so she created the sky. Uranus.
And also, she thought it was boring to just look up and see a black void.
Yeah, so she created a sky that's blue in the daytime and black at nighttime.
And Uranus could also turn into a man so that Gaia and Uranus could have babies.
But I think that Chaos got a little creative. So he decided to make something called Tartarus, which is a giant dome under the earth, which is absolutely horrible. It has like deadly lakes, horrible clouds. You can like die with like every step. Sand is like glass.
So Gaia and Uranus had babies. They were called the Titans. There were so many. I don't think we can name all.
Yeah, there were 12, and the only one I remember is Cronos and Iphitus.
Oh, and Atlas?
And Boreas, that's all. That's all I remember.
So, the ones that we can remember.
Atlas. The thing that most people should recognize about him is after they lost the Titan War,
Zeus made him hold the entire sky on his shoulders.
So you might recognize, the sort of image of like a giant titan carrying a giant like tornado thing on his back. I guess that's sort of where we got like the idea of you have to carry a burden.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Cronos. So basically, Cronos chopped up his dad.
Yeah, let's start from the before he chopped up his dad.
Gaia wanted Uranus to be a better husband, so she had another set of kids. She thought maybe that would bring them closer together. It did not. She had very, very ugly kids. They had one eye in the middle of their forehead, and they didn't smell great.
So then they split up again for a couple centuries, which is nothing for gods.
And then Uranus came down and was like, these can't be my sons. They're so ugly. And then he got some chains of night, which he totally had the power to do, and chained them up and threw them into Tartarus. And then Gaia had another set of babies.
The hundred-handed ones.
They were even uglier.
They had 100 hands. Well, that's kind of obvious. And they had 50 faces, if I can recall.
Oh, yes, it was 50.
A good face and a sad face and a scared face and a brave face. That was a lot of faces.
And a ridiculous face? Probably. And then they met the same fate as the Cyclopes.
They were locked up in chains and
thrown into Tartarus.
So, Gaia was finally really fed up. She wanted Uranus killed. So, she got all of her children, the Titans, and said, one of you is going to have to kill your father. None of them wanted to do it.
Except for one.
Kronos.
The little one.
He was the smallest. And he was power hungry.
Yes. So he said, I will kill father for you, mother. Well, that sounds so weird in my mouth. I will kill father for you, mother.
I will kill father for you, mother.
That sounds so weird. And then Gaia said, good, I have made this weapon for you. I call it a scythe.
And so Gaia said that Kronos would have to use that scythe to kill Kronos.
You mean Uranus?
Uranus, sorry.
So they had a fancy dinner and Uranus came down from the sky to see Gaia. Kronos and
had a mischievous plan that involved four of his other brothers to help him.
Some of them did not want to actually do that. They just like, so they were the last ones to leave, so they did.
So they had to do it. But they were promised that they'd get to rule the north,
south,
east, and west sides of the earth.
So they hid behind some bushes, I think, or maybe the couch.
They hid in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, and then Kronos jumped out, and so did all his brothers. The brothers held him down.
Two of the brothers held down his arms, and the other two held down his legs, while Kronos tried to kill Uranus.
He chopped him up
into 1,000 pieces and cast him into Tartarus. Of course, he was immortal, but still.
So they basically killed his human form, which is why you can still see the sky when you look up outside. Gosh, I'd much rather they killed my sky form, because then I was simply able to have like children and stuff. But what would happen to the earth without the sky?
If there was no sky, all trees would wilt, people wouldn't have sunlight, and the earth would sort of like crumple away slowly, and like the oxygen will go out.
Oh, and also, what is the sky? It's like the atmosphere. Wouldn't everyone get burnt? Because the atmosphere stops some of the sun.
True.
Everyone would get burnt to a crisp. So in the end, it's probably best that a human form was the one that was killed.
Anyway, Kronos was made king of the universe and had a bunch of children. I'm not going to go into all of them, but the most important children were the gods.
But also, there was one thing. Before Uranus died, he cursed Kronos. One set of children that he had would kill him.
Kronos would die in the same punishment as
his dad did. Uranus cursed him and said, You will have the same fate
as me and death as me and stuff like that.
Which means one set of his children are going to kill him in the end. So Kronos was worried about the curse. So when Kronos had children, he fell in love with, what's her name again? Mia?
Rhea?
Oh yeah, Rhea. It was Rhea. So
the
she found
mother,
love
the god of mothers and like childbirth. So of course the children were amazing.
But Kronos had hoped that he wouldn't have children. Note to self. If you're trying not to have children, don't marry the Titan of childbirth. You will obviously have children.
So they had children and they were gods and they radiated power. So he thought that was a really bad idea. He panicked and swallowed them whole. And then that carried on for the next 5 children. Mia,
Hera.
Hestia,
Hera,
Hades, Poseidon, and Zeus.
But Zeus didn't actually get eaten. So, Rita was kind of sick of her husband eating her children, as you would be.
But she knew that the children were immortal.
And there was no way to stop. So she knew that they would be okay. So,
when she gave birth again, she gave Cronos a giant boulder
instead of the baby. And the baby, Zeus, was raised by nymphs.
Okay, we're just going to speed up for this part because most of it's about Zeus. Okay, so Zeus grows up and then shifts into Titan form and then becomes a cupbearer for Cronos and then gives Cronos a concussion that makes him vomit up all his children. Then they're given cool weapons by the Cyclopes and then they go to war with the Titans.
And it takes 10 years for it to finish.
A really, really long... So... All the Titans were thrown into Tartarus, except for the ones that didn't interfere, like Helios and Selene. Cronos was chopped into 1,000 pieces and cast into Tartarus.
So basically the cast came true. What do you think the war would have been like?
I think it would have been a little boring. I mean, it's like 10 years and they're immortal.
And no one can die.
Fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. It must have taken forever.
It's basically like a really, really violent game.
Like, have you ever had that one really, really vigorous game of tag and it, like, never ends and it goes on all lunchtime and then you decide that you'll keep playing tomorrow and it just goes on and on for the rest of the term?
Just imagine that times, like, 100,000 billion more terms. As usual, we're going to end our show with a quick quiz.
So, what was the punishment that Prometheus got for bringing fire to the humans?
Gross out a lot. He was chained to a boulder and had eagles eat his liver every day. So and it grew back every night. So, just in time for snack time for the eagle. I told you it was gross.
Yeah, like, can you imagine being chained to a boulder and, like, an eagle ripping open your stomach and eating it and then flying away and then you healed and then it ate your stomach and then it flew away and then you healed. It must have been, like, really, really annoying.
Besides, you can never get enough sleep in that position. I think it was, like, chained starfish. Like, he was hugging a boulder backward.
Oh, that must have been so uncomfortable.
I have a quick quiz question for you. What are some words that have Titan in them that might have come from the Titans that we use today?
Well, Titan might also mean titanium, which is a really strong metal, and the Titanic. I think they're called those because they're supposed to be really strong.
And now to thank all the people who helped make this podcast. Thanks to my mum for being our producer and editor.
And thanks to my mum and Hazel's dad
for composing our little jingle. Oh no! Gaia's woken up! She's sending earthquakes!
Oh wait, what is that?
It's a face in the earth! I think it's Gaia!
The ground's moving! Oh my goodness!
Ew, it's all wet and sticky in here.
To learn more, there's a very powerful source. It's an existence that knows almost anything. You can ask it questions and it will answer. The name of that is Google. Google it. Ask Siri. Siri might help. Maybe Alexa.
Do you think if gods were still around, one of them would be Google?
Oh, probably. Yes, totally.
Why do you think that?
Just knows everything.
Like, everything.
Everything.
So who's the god of knowledge? Is that Athena?
Yeah, that was Athena.
No, that's wisdom.
Do you think Athena could be Google?
Oh, yeah, Athena. Athena Google. When I think of Google, sometimes I think of Siri. When I think of Siri, I think of Alexa. And when I think of Alexa, sometimes I think of Athena. So, like, there's a bit of a connection.